3. Let not means be diverted. Context. Ellen White pens a letter to Kilgore, leader of the effort in Graysville, with advice on how to proceed. The Graysville workers were contemplating purchasing a piece of property, and Mrs. White urged them to obtain it. She encourages Kilgore, impressing upon him the importance of the work in Graysville and Huntsville, while advising him to stay moderate and patient. June 11, 1902. I have a caution for my brethren who are working in the southern field. Do not move hastily in establishing interests in new places, in a way that will divide your workers and your means, so that your force will be weakened. Wait until some of the interests that have been started more nearly approach perfection. Do not rush into new enterprises until the work that has already been started in Graysville and Huntsville is better established, and the interests in Nashville are strengthened. The reasons for strengthening the work in Nashville have been presented to you quite fully. The light given me is that the schools in Graysville and Huntsville make these towns places of special interest. In both of these places, there are excellent opportunities for giving the students manual training. I mention these places particularly because they have been presented to me by the Lord as places in which we should make persevering efforts to build up and strengthen the work. In these places, there is much to be done, and the efforts of the laborers should be specially directed to this work until something is completed that will be an object lesson of what can be done. Let not the means at your disposal be spent in so many places that nothing satisfactory is accomplished anywhere. It is possible for the workers to spread their efforts over so much territory that nothing will be properly done in the very places where, by the Lord's direction, the work should be strengthened and perfected. There will be those who do not see any special necessity to perfect the equipment of our schools in Graysville and Huntsville, because, from outward appearance, these places may seem inferior to some other places. But let not the work in Graysville and Huntsville, or the work in Nashville, be passed over to enter a place like Chattanooga, to begin a work that will call for quite an outlay of means, and that will divert the attention of the workers. Let not means be diverted from the places in which the work should just now be developed and strengthened. The fact that a place is popular is not sufficient reason that it should be entered. Popularity is not to be the power that draws God's people. Because some have taken a fancy to Chattanooga, this is not conclusive evidence that God desires to have work done there before the work in other places is solidly established. This is the instruction given me